2015 saw the fall of two of the three most powerful people in state government and the rise of one U.S. attorney. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt takes a look back at the arrest and conviction of the state's Assembly Speaker and Senate Leader.
Senate Republican Conference Leader Dean Skelos. To a good year, Dean.
Less than a year ago, Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos led the legislature. They were both at Governor Cuomo's State of the State speech on January 21, sitting on stage, where Cuomo acknowledged his partners in the government triumvirate.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, pleasure to be with you, Mr. Speaker.
And afterward, answering reporters' questions.
Well, we haven't seen the, the actual detailed language of what the governor is presenting.
As it turns out, the former speaker was not around to negotiate the budget. He was arrested the very next day, on January 22nd, and a few days afterward resigned his leadership post. He remained a rank-and-file member. Senator Skelos was arrested in May. He said he had done nothing wrong.
If you're innocent, there's nothing that you have to run away from or hide from. Our conference believes that I'm innocent. I know that I'm innocent.
Skelos' Republican conference ousted him from his leadership position within a week. By late fall, both men were on trial. Skelos, along with his son Adam, were charged in a case that included recorded conversations where they were portrayed in an unflattering light. In this phone call, the Skeloses lament Governor Cuomo's ban on fracking because they had hoped that the younger Skelos could greatly profit from the gas drilling process.
Just heard. I tried to get you.
Ah! This day sucks!
It does. It does. Well, we're going to totally focus on that other thing now, okay?
Within 2 weeks of each other, Silver and the Skeloses were rapidly convicted on all counts against them. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara, had brought both the cases, along with convictions of other lawmakers. Bharara spoke on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show just after the convictions about the need to curb lawmakers' outside income. Trading private employment for political favors was a key element in both cases.
It is much harder to disguise a bribe or a kickback as a referral if you don't have the ability to have the same kind of outside income.
As the year draws to a close, questions remain whether the third man, Governor Andrew Cuomo, or his office, is under active investigation. The U.S. attorney would not rule that in or out.
I'm not going to talk about any investigations that we have open. We have lots of investigations open.
Governor Cuomo has promised he'll propose major reforms in his State of the State message, scheduled for January 13th. But it's unclear how far he will go. He says he's hamstrung on campaign finance reform due to the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision that permits unlimited outside expenditures in campaigns. And he says changing to a full-time legislature with no outside income will be a hard sell.
I spoke about it last year. There was no appetite to do it in the legislature.
So do you keep pushing?
I'm going to keep pushing, but you need a constitutional change to do it.
The New York Public Interest Research Group's Blair Horner says it's really going to be up to Cuomo whether change occurs at the Capitol or not.
We think that the governor should make this a hallmark of his administration. That being said, I've been working on this stuff for a long time. It's almost always the executive that drives reform. And in the absence of the executive driving reform, nothing happens.
Horner says, after all, when Cuomo was first elected, he promised to restore the public trust. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.